Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Cy Brown, and thanks for checking out the Cy Brown Morning Show. I'm so happy that you're hanging out with me today. It seems like we were just here yesterday, right? It seems like we were just here yesterday. I don't know if, I don't know if you feel like I do, but are the days starting to, like, blend in? Let's be totally honest here. Like, I talk with you all every single morning at 9 o'clock, and we do the show, we hang out, we connect on Facebook, we connect on Twitter, we connect on my blog, I live life, and then it seems like it's 5:30 in the morning again, and I'm waking up and praying and planning for today's show. I don't know. It sounds kooky and ooky, I guess, but I really think that the days are starting to blend. I don't know what to make of it, but I really think they are. It seems like there's just one continuous moment. It's already May 6th. How in the world is that possible? How did May 6th happen? We were just last week talking about how much fun we're going to have at my birthday party last Thursday, and now all of a sudden it's May 6th. So big shout out to everybody who is happy that it's May 6th. I know I am, but it's just, I don't know, that's just, I have to blog about that and put it as size random thought. It's just stuff that I'm thinking about. But even aside from that, I just want to say hey to everybody. It's Friday, and you know, on the show we celebrate Fan Page Friday. So I'm going to put a couple of fan pages in the chat room. Definitely fan Cy Brown Today and Cy Brown Morning Show on Facebook, but also reach out to the Crop Shop. It's my friend's boutique in Hoboken, and she has an amazing scrapbook boutique in Hoboken, New Jersey. So big shout out to her. We want to support her. She's doing big things. So if you have a fan page that you would like us to honor on Fan Page Friday, just let me know. Send me an email or shoot me a DM or something on Twitter so we can celebrate that as well. Today's show, we're talking about perspective and how things are really a matter of how you look at them. And you all know that I kind of just think all day. I try to think as much as possible, but sometimes you can overthink things. And I was thinking, ooh, the earth just tipped. I was thinking about a situation that I was experiencing, and I try to, you know, make it through my journey of life with you all so we can learn from each other, because that's what it's really about. But I had to deal with a situation, and I was thinking, you know, this really sucks. And the other person was thinking, I'm really excited. And I'm like, how is that possible? How is that possible? How could I look at something as totally devastating? And they're like, you know, it's really not that bad. And I'm like, how do we make it through this? Well, then I started realizing it really all boils down to perspective and how we look at certain situations, how we handle certain situations, and really how it all fits into the universal plan. So based on that, perspective almost doesn't even matter. So I will share this with you. I want to share that when you're dealing with whatever situation that you're dealing with, just as we all go through stuff every single day, look at it from God's perspective. Look at it from, how does God see this? How does God want us to look at this? What is God's take on that? What is God's motive behind it? Because then what happens is you realize how you feel and how you think. It doesn't even matter. When you really tap into what God wants and how the universe works and how we're going to move this whole process forward and help each other on our journey, our take of a situation really doesn't factor in much. We have to deal with our emotions, grasp our emotions and understand that they play a role in how we look at things just based upon history, based upon how things have happened to us, based on how circumstances may have tossed us around through life. But when we really, really look at it, we have to look at it from God's perspective, because other than that, we're looking at it through rose-colored glasses. We're looking at it from me, what I want, what works for me, and that's really not the best way to handle it. So I challenge you all today, when you're dealing with a situation and you see things one way and someone else sees something another way, try to look at it from God's perspective. Try to say, look at it, take yourself out of your you and put yourself into the bigger universal presence, and I guarantee you it'll help you get through the situation much better. Thank you all for listening today to our morning show, our podcast. Don't forget, today is Fan Page Friday, so I'm going to be friending everybody and liking everybody's fan page today, especially the ones that I like, particularly the ones that I like. And I just encourage you over the weekend to look at things a different way, a new way, maybe God's way. And let me know. Let's talk about it on Monday and see how things work. I love you so much for listening. Oh, I have to share something with you. My uncle sends me a text message every morning, and this is the message for today. It says, he who has a why to live can bear any how. He who has a why to live can bear any how. So think about that. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you on Monday. Peace.